Today's daf is Besechet Shavuot, daf Chof Hei, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, about a fourth of the way down. Echad Devarim Shel Atzmo, Ve'echad Devarim Shel Acherim. Now, let us, before we actually begin this Mishnah, let us just review what we've discovered until now. We know that there is a special parsha in the Torah of Korban Oilo Ve'yared that includes Shvuat Ha'edut, which talks about someone Shama Kol Allah, and he swears he doesn't know testimony. It turns out he does know testimony. Over there, he's chayev korban olav yori. And we also learned the pasuk nefesh ki si shava livate bisvatayim. Based on that word livate, we saw earlier that livate could even be used because it's pasuk to make a shvuah mifta. But livate, we have a concept called shvuat bitui. Shvuat bitui, until this point, we've pretended that shvuat bitui includes all types of shvuah shekh, other than shvuah shav. So we had a machlokus whether the part that's beferish in the Torah, which is lahara o lahitiv, which is a reference to the future, whether that's the one that's included in lo shavu b'shmi lashaker, and the shvuat bitui l'sha'avar is included in shvuat shav, or the Shvuat Bitui La'atid is actually covered by Lo Yachel Devaro. And L'Sha'avar, there's a difference between Sheker and Shav in terms of whether everybody knows or whether it just happens to be that it's not true. It's evident that it's not true. That was the Machloket that we had earlier. However, we never distinguished between a Shvuat Sheker, which is Mechayev, the Korban Olav Yori, and a Shvuat Sheker is not Mechayev the Korban Olav Yori. In other words, we didn't think there were two separate issues. There was a parsha of Shvuat Bitui, which might be partially covered, depending on which sheet you hold, which part, but it's partially covered by Lo Shavu B'Shmi LaShaker, but it's also covered by Korban Olav Yori. And then there's a whole different parsha, which isn't covered by Korban Olav Yori, but which is covered by Malkus. And the truth is, we already raised this issue. We just didn't go into it. Because when we were trying to explain how we would read the Mishnah of Zohi Shvuat Bitui Shechayavin Azdano Malkot Vashkigato Korban Olav Yori, we went through all of the variations. We say this is as opposed to, and as opposed to the Malkus, as opposed to the Korban. Remember, we explored all those possibilities. Now, the fact is that the Shvuat Bitui that's listed in that parsha of Korban Olav Yori is very limited, at least on the surface. Because, first of all, the only Shvuat Bitui that is mentioned in the first in the pasuk has to do with a commitment to the future. It's lahara o le'etiv. You will recall that Rabbi Yishmael never agreed that there's such a thing as anything other than a Shvuat la'atid. As far as saying something about the past, I swear that such and such an event happened or didn't happen. That's not called a Shvuat Bitui at all. Maybe that's called a Shvuat Shav if it's a lie. Maybe it's called a Shvuat Sheker, depending on your approach to the lavim that we had in the Machloket earlier. But certainly not called a Shvuat Bitui. Rabbi Akiva, who held that we have a ribui, and that, of course, was the opening Mishnah of Shvuot Shtayim Shein Arba, that will be Marba even Leshavar. Okay, so he's Marba. But nonetheless, on the surface, the parsha is very limited. Because the parsha talks about La Ra Leitev, which means it has to be either Ra'ar Tova. How about if it's Parv? It's completely irrelevant. Can you make a shvua that you will swallow a wooden nickel? Whatever. You'll stand on your head. Or is that not included in this parsha? Now, what we need to discover today are the ways in which there's the machlokus in about how far we can expand the area of a shvuat bitui. What is meant by la ra leitiv? Could it mean even something that's not la ra leitiv? Could it mean even something in the past? It's supposed to mean something in the future. And even more significant, more subtle, is the question of whether all of the extensions of the din of Shvuat Bitui and Korban Olav Yori need to be symmetrical. In other words, that there is no such thing as a Shvuat Bitui that could not exist, Aliv Rabbi Akiva, in all four modalities. So if it doesn't exist in then, in the Avar, it can't exist in the Atid, vice versa. Or if it can't exist La'ara, it can't exist in La'atid. Is it, in fact, symmetry that's important over here? Without symmetry, there's no shvua. And if there is no shvua, does that mean there's no chiyuv at all? Which means it's not included in the parsha of Korban Olav Yori. But it still would be included in the overall parsha of Lo Tishavu B'Shmi LaShaker, which doesn't have any of these limitations. Okay, fascinating questions, all of which we're going to begin to address today. So the Mishnah says, the truth is that it doesn't really matter whether the issue that you're going to make a shvua on is about yourself or about somebody else. If it says lo reality, that doesn't have to mean necessarily going to do good for yourself, bad for yourself. It could have to do with you, it could have to do with other people. And it could be talking about dvarim sheyesh ben mamash, echad dvarim sheyem ben mamash. Whether it's something, now there's two meanings to the word mamash. One meaning is that it has material existence, as opposed to something that has no actual physical existence, such as sleep, state of sleep, thought. Okay, those are things, but they're not things that can be touched in a corporeal sense. But there's another meaning to mamash. Mamash means significance. Substance has two meanings in English as well, right? Something that has substance means literally there's substance there, but it also means something that has meaning. So this word mamash has the same two meanings that substance has. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me that even if a shvua is not la'ra'leiti, meaning that the shvua has no substance whatsoever, all he's talking about is standing on his head, which is irrelevant, but nonetheless, that is a shvua. Ketzad. Now let's go through the cases that would illustrate my opening rule. You say shvua shetein le'ish ploni. Now that's not relevant to you. I will give this guy something, or I won't give this guy something, or I did give this guy something, or I didn't give this guy something. It's nothing to do with you. Or something about mamash, the first meaning of substance, that it has literal physical presence. Whether he says, I will sleep, which is not a certain physical presence, or I will not sleep, or I did sleep, or I did not sleep. And then the other meaning of substance, that is to say, significance. I'll throw a pebble into the sea. Who cares? That's neither la ra or la tev. I won't throw a pebble into the sea. I did throw a pebble. I didn't throw a pebble. All of those things are one of the four variations of shvuat bitui. Positive, negative, past, and future. So we don't necessarily need to interpret la ra la tev, good and bad. We can interpret it in terms of positive, negative. And then the ribui would be past and future.
But why does it always assume that Sor Stone is illustrated in that verse? If it means he's going to be crazy.
Because it doesn't. That's the context of trying to show you mamash. That's been mamash. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eino chayav ela ala atid lavo. You're only chayav for la'ra leitiv, the future. Shnemer la'ra leitiv. Where do you get the idea that there's a din of shvat bitui on I did or I didn't? I mean, especially considering that the meaning of a shvua of I did or I didn't is totally and completely different in every sense than I will or I won't. One is a commitment and one is an attempt to prove that something occurred. What does one have to do with the other? What the fact that I use my mouth to say it? That's not what the Torah is referring to. The Torah is referring to a guy who made a commitment and didn't keep it. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, well, if you want to go that far, then you might as well say only those things, im kein evil dvarim sheyesh bahem hara'ava hatava. Only things that have an actual impact of good or bad on you. But the Mishnah just spoke about things that are meaningless and you didn't say anything about it. Why are you willing to accept Dvarim She'im Behem Hara'ava Hatava? Why didn't you argue about that? Minayin. Amar lo, that I know because there's a ribui in the Torah. Because the Pasuk goes on to say, L'chol asher yivateh ha'adam b'shvua. After it says L'ra le'etev, it adds not only le'etev, but anything. Kol asher yivateh, obviously, it's coming now to say it doesn't really need to be l'ra le'etiv. So the l'ra le'etiv is only an indication that, as I say, we're talking about the future, not the past. We're talking about commitments and not statements about veracity. Omar lo, said Rebbe Akiva, well, if you're ready to take l'chol asher yivateh as a ribui, so then why not be marba everything? Be marba even things in the past. How come you're only reading it to be marba things that have no significance? See, riba katuv lakach. We'll see in the Gemara what it is that they're arguing about. So now let's take a look at some of the broader issues. First, we begin with a braita that contrasts shvuas and nedarim in terms of this mamash. So Tana Rabbanan, chomer b'nedarim b'shvuot, chomer b'shvuot b'nedarim. A neder is more chomer than a shvua in a sense. Why? Because on nedarim chalim al devar mitzvah kedvar harashut, you can make a neder that you will not have any hanah from a sukkah. Once you make that neder, the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah is not doyche, the iser of the neder. So memela, in essence, you've been able to counteract the chiyuv. So you contravent the chiyuv. Mashenken bishvuot. There's no way for you to say, I swear I will not sit in the sukkah. As we'll see, anything that your mushpava imed on, shvua is not chal on a dvar mitzvah. On the other hand, a shvua is more chamur than a neder, because remember that a shvua is chal on the individual, and therefore a shvuot chalot al davar she'in bo mamash, ke davar she'esh bo mamash. You don't need to have something that has substance to have a shvua. Mashen kem ben darim, you cannot make a neder that sleep is asr on you, because sleep is not a chefza. So what would the neder be chal on? Therefore, there's no way for you to make such a neder, but as we just saw in the Mishnah, there is a way for you to make such a shvua. I will not sleep. Ketza. So now we began illustrating in the Mishnah a case where the la'arar le'etiv does not mean necessarily going to do something for yourself. It could be nogeya someone else. What would be the case? Shvua she'tein leploni. I'll give something to so-and-so. Or shalo etein. I won't give something to so-and-so. Now, when you say give, what do you mean give? Are you talking about giving tzedakah? So ilami tzedakah la ani. A shvua is not chal on tzedakah la ani because mushpavo made me ar sinai. As we're going to see later on, a shvua cannot be chal on a dvar mitzvah. So forget about that. Shenemar, I mean it says before in the pasuk, natun titein lo. You shall surely give that ani. So how can you swear about it? Ela, what it's talking about over here is a matana la ashir. You swore you're going to give a gift to somebody. Now that is not nogeya you, to get somebody else. Nonetheless, the shvua is chal. Now, the Rishonim speak out that this is not as clear as it appears, because there certainly is no mitzvah. Let's say a guy swears, I'm going to give such and such an ani, so much money. There's certainly no chiyuv in the Torah to choose this particular ani and to give him this amount of money. Therefore, the case in the Gemara has got to be that we're just using an example, since it's possible, for instance, an ani comes over to him and asks for money. So then you have to respond. Of course, you have to respond only with a minimal netina, as the Mishnah explains, whatever that minimal netina is. So here we're talking about that somebody swears to that ani. I'm going to give you tzedakah, the minimal tzedakah. Then he's mushpavam in Mar Sinai, because of notam titein lo, you see. But in Achinami, it's not that we couldn't have created a case with the ani. We're just trying to bring out now the two elements that we just spoke about. Nedorim chalim al dvar mitzvah mashenke bishvuot. So we start off with this. Then we're going to get to dvar sheyesh bo mamash. Any, es the Gemara, you said now, ishan v'shalo ishan. But how can you make a shvua that I will not sleep without any limits? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that if a person makes a shvua that he won't sleep for 3 days, then he gets malchus on the spot because he was over on a shvua shav, because there's no way for you not to fall asleep in the course of 3 days. And he can sleep immediately, because it's certainly not chal as a shvuat bitui, because it's impossible. A shvuat bitui is only chal on something that's within the range of doing. So how can we use a case of ein bo mamash to refer to a case where Rabbi Yochanan says it's not included the chal? No, come on. I mean, over there it's talking about that he said 3 days. Hatam the amash lo shayami. Hachadalo amash lo shayami. Here he didn't say 3 days. Now there's a machlokas we've shown him whether that means that if a guy says, I will not sleep, that means that we interpret his statement, I will not sleep, meaning I will not sleep for the next day. But obviously he didn't mean to say he will not ever sleep in his life. So since it has to be defined in some way, we define it in a way that's in his sense to do. So we'll say he won't sleep today. Or whether indeed had he made stamish, whether I will not sleep. You're right. Then we would have said that. He's saying he'll never sleep. So then we would give him all because it's shvua shav. And the case that the Gemara is trying to say over here is that he said, I will not sleep for a day, or will sleep for 2 days. Because Rabbi Yochanan was talking about 3 days. Or the guy said, I will not sleep to daf yomi. It's equivalent to 3 days. She ezrok tzorli on the other.
Possible,
you say? Oh,
it's
now,
to keep it.
Someone was just made it. It's possible not to sleep through that. Yummy. The other example of ein bo mamash is that it has nothing substantial attached to it, meaning it has no meaning, which was, the guy says, I'll throw a pebble into the sea or I won't. It's itma. How about if a guy says, because over here, the shvua is note, shvuash zorak ploni tzror layam. I swear that so-and-so threw something into the sea. Can I swear that so-and-so will throw something into the sea? No. So here we have an interesting combination. We said, you can make a shvua about someone else. It could be Dvarim Shel Atzmo, it could be Dvarim Shel Achirim. All right. So here I'm making a shvua. Somebody else threw something into the sea. Somebody else did not throw something into the sea. So Rav Amar Chayav, Shmuel Amar Patur. Why does Rav say Chayav? Why not? The only thing that we need when it comes to a shvua is that it should be capable of a certain level of symmetry. What's that level of symmetry? La'ra'leitiv. If you take a mirror image of la'ra'leitiv, it means I did do the ra in the past, or did not do the ra, or I did the hatava in the past. And over here, that means that positive and negative, you can still say in the past too, even though it's about somebody else. Because ite belav vehein. So at least it contains a symmetry of positive and negative. Shmuel says, you're potter. Now this svara of Shmuel, we're going to see, only comes out in the end. And we're sort of announcing it now. But we're going to explore other possibilities in the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. But Shmuel says a remarkable thing. Shmuel says, you need to preserve symmetry in Shmuel in four directions. It needs to be symmetrical in time, so it could be past and future. And it needs to be symmetrical in charge. It needs to be positive and negative. If you don't have both of those, then you can't have such a shvua at all. Since there is no way for me to make a shvua that so and so will throw something into the sea, because it's not in my hands, or that so and so will not throw something into the sea, because it's not in my hands, I cannot make a shvua about whether he did or didn't either, because it does not preserve time symmetry. Fascinating idea. Now, Lemaisa, before we know that that's the machloket, we want to think out the other possibilities. On the surface, what they seem to be arguing in is whether there's such a thing as a shvuat between l'sha'avar, right? Shmuel is saying, well, you can't make a shvua like this because the shvua is not la'avar, it's only la'ra'alativ in the future. Whereas Rav is saying, it is. Now that is the machlokas in the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Are we willing to say that Rav and Shmuel took on the positions of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel respectively? And that they're arguing in the Machloket Tanaim? So Lema Beplukta Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Kamiflegeh? Namely, it's not. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Eno Chayav Ela Al Ha'atid Lavo. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you cannot make a shvat bitui l'sha'avar, because the Torah says La'ra Leitiv, and nothing else. To which Rabbi Akiva replied, so then you might as well say that you cannot make a shvua that is in bo mamash, has no meaning. It can only be la'ra leitiv. It can't be morally neutral or physically neutral. How about dvarim she'en lam hara'a v'atava, which the Mishnah just discussed, throwing a pebble into the sea. And you didn't argue about that. Why didn't you argue about that? Dvarim she'en lam hara'a v'atava minayin. That I know because it says l'chol asher yivatei tazeh. It says l'ra'a leitiv, but then it continues on to say, or anything for that matter. I mean, can't you read the pasuk? Anything means anything. Says Rabbi Akiva, well, if anything means anything, then why is it limited to being the future? Couldn't it be even in the past? Amarlo imriba katuv lakach, to add things that have no substance, meaning. So then, riba katuv lakach, meaning past, as opposed only to future. Now, whatever their machlokas is, it appears that Rav is saying over here like Rabbi Akiva, and that when you make a shvua that so-and-so threw a pebble into the sea, so then that's a perfectly good shvua, even though it's in the past. Where Shmuel is saying, no, since it's in the past, I hold like Rabbi Shmuel, and he says there's no such thing as a neder in the past. Shmuel, the Armak Rabbi Shmuel. Of course not. To make the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, the machlokas in the Mishnah is absurd. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, kuli amalo plinga. There's no possibility that according to Rabbi Shmuel, this would be a shvua. Not according to Rav, not according to Shmuel. I mean, look, hashta milta de itala bala ba. Lo mechayev Allah, Rabbi Yishmael, the Sha'avar. Rabbi Yishmael says even something that could have existed in the future. There's still no chiyav in the past, according to Rabbi Yishmael, correct? Even something that would have preserved symmetry. Rabbi Yishmael holds there is no such thing as a riboy to change a shvua of the type of commitment to the future to a shvua into a statement about the nature of the past. That's Rabbi Yishmael's sheet. So obviously, where you wouldn't even be able to maintain symmetry, and that therefore you can't call it a mirror image of la'ra leitiv, because it's not a symmetrical mirror image. So koshikein, that's crazy. So for sure, Rabbi Yishmael would never agree to that. Mil to the letter, something that does not preserve time symmetry, me boy. And in this case, there is no time symmetry because we're talking about what somebody else did, which is not in your hands to commit to in the future, only to discuss in the past. No, we're going to get to that. Ki plige aliva de Rabbi Akiva. So obviously the only machlokas was in Rabbi Akiva himself. Rabbi Akiva, who says that when the pasuk adds l'chol asher yivateh, it basically puts a mirror to l'hara le'etiv, and it extends l'hara le'etiv into the past. And the only way that l'hara le'etiv can extend into the past, if you're stuck in the type of universe we have, is to discuss what already happened, not to commit yourself to what would happen. So by definition, it has to mean this other type of shvua, which is, I swear that such a thing is the truth, but the question is, would it have to be a symmetrical mirror? How about if I put a mirror to something which can't exist in the future? Could it exist in the past if it can't exist in the future? Because that's what's happening over here. You're telling me that once we establish a norm, that there's such a thing as a shvuat bitui in the past, we can now look at that shvuat bitui as its own entity, even though there's no mirror being held up to the future, because there is no way that a shvua about what someone else will do could be made by me in the future. I can't commit for someone else. So the committed future is irrelevant to the shvua. That's the machlokas Rabban Shmuel. Did Rabbi Akiva say only the mirror image of l'hara le'etiv, which means it's in your hands? That can be said about the past. I did throw this into the ocean. I did not throw this into an ocean. But you can't make a shvua about whether what someone else did in the past or not. That's the question. So can you plead I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva? Rav is saying, look, Rabbi Akiva said it's possible to make a shvua about the past. This guy's making a shvua about the past. What's your problem? Where Shmuel is saying, wait a minute. Rabbi Akiva says clearly in the Mishnah, the only reason that he extends a shvua into the past is because he holds that l'kol asher yivateh is holding up a mirror to l'hara le'etiv. And if it's holding up a mirror, so then it extends it into the past as well. But that's only atkan l'machayv Rabbi Akiva atam l'shavar l'milta diti b'la'ba. Where does Rabbi Akiva say you can make a shvua about the past, where that shvua is the mirror image of a shvua in the future? But milta delete b'la'ba, meaning delete b'la'ba, I cannot make a shvua into the future. Where does Rabbi Akiva find a mirror image of something that doesn't exist in the future that would exist in the past? So if it's lete b'la'ba, lo, then there's no such extension into the past. Remarkable, huh? All right, so that's not the machloket. It's not the machloket of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But might it be, says the Gemara, lema beplukta to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira v'Rabbanan kamiflege? Might it be nogeya the implications of the famous machloket Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira and the Rabbanan about the issue? We're going to have this Mishnah 2 days from now, about the question of whether a shvua might be chal on a dvar mitzvah. That's not. Nishba levatel et ha-mitzvah. Somebody makes a shvua that he is not going to put on tefillin. And he does put on tefillin. But it doesn't matter. It's potter. Because anyway, his shvua not to put on tefillin isn't a good shvua. How about if he was nishba to put on tefillin? And he did not put on tefillin. He's also potter. Now, you might have thought, Shiei Chayab, because it was Bedin Shiei Chayab. Actually, logically, you would have said, you know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira is right. You should certainly be Chayab. Kidiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira say? The Yom Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, Umayim HaRishut She'inu Mushba Aleha Mi'ar Sinai Ariyu Chayab Aleha, Mitzvah She'mushba Aleha Mi'ar Sinai, Eino Din Shiei Chayab Aleha. He would have said what every schoolboy would have said. I mean, any child that you'd say, how about if you swear you're going to put on tefillin and you don't? Oh, then for sure, that's for sure. It's, I mean, yeah, you were a chiyav to put on tefillin. So koshikain, you can commit yourself to a chiyav because that's not arbitrary. That's something that you're actually based on a reality. And that indeed is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says. You can be mushba, despite the fact that you're mushba from Har Sinai, you could be mashbia yourself to be mekayem mitzvah. So he says, if you have a mitzvah where anyway you're mushba, let me say for sure, for sure you should be chayav your mevatel. To which the Chachomim answered, Amru lo, lo im amarta b'shvat harashut. Now here is the key that appears to the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. Because they said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, now wait a minute. You see, if you're making a shvua about something that's entirely up to you, it's a moral issue, amoral, amoralish. Right? So then, that's because it exists in both the positive and the negative. It says la ra leitim. It has to exist with the symmetry, positive-negative symmetry. So there, asaba lav kehen. There is positive-negative symmetry in something that's amoral. But tomar b'shvuat mitzvah, would you then insist that a shvua would be chal on a dvar mitzvah when even you agree that you cannot make a shvua to cancel a mitzvah? And therefore, there's no symmetry because you don't have positive and negative symmetry. Shekein lo asaba lav kehen nanema. It would appear that Rav over here is saying that, well, what's the difference? You can make a shvua about what someone did in the past, despite the fact that you cannot make a shvua about what he will do in the future. So if Rav doesn't care about time symmetry, he probably wouldn't care about positive-negative symmetry, and therefore he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Mater. Whereas Shmuel, who does care about time symmetry, would agree with the Rabbanan, who care about positive-negative symmetry, right? Is this clear, gentlemen? Assuming that all symmetry is the same. Charge symmetry, time symmetry, what's the difference? Either you hold of symmetry or you don't hold of symmetry. Says the Gemara, no, that's the whole point. There's a difference in what type of symmetry. So Aliyah but Rabbi Yehuda ben Mater, it's certainly not about locus tamarim. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yehuda ben Mater would certainly agree that you do not require time symmetry, because he doesn't even require charge symmetry. And that's beferish in the pasuk. Time symmetry is only an extension of the pasuk, which is based on l'chol asher yevateh, right? So kuli amalo pligit, I mean, hashta lava hein lo boy, if he doesn't even need l'hara leitiv as a symmetry. So certainly, he's not going to need time symmetry, which isn't even mentioned in the pasuk at all. So l'habav l'shavar boy, that's not even an issue. But ki pligit, the machlokis Rav and Shmuel would have to be only in the rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda ben Mater. So Shmuel is saying, look, did the Rabbanan not insist on symmetry? Therefore, I say in this case where you're talking about what someone else did, you lack symmetry because you cannot talk about what someone else will do. Whereas Rav says there's a big difference between time symmetry and shard symmetry. Because kilomachayve Rabbanan, where did the Rabbanan say that a shvua is not chal if it cannot maintain symmetry? Only lavein. Only positive and negative symmetry, right? Because it says beferish in the pasuk la rao leitiv. That's Behedya's written beferish in the pasuk. Masha inkein, the symmetry in time, which is la habav la sha'avar, which is actually only being learnt out of a ribuy dekroy atu. I only learned that out of an extension, which is hinted to in the pasuk. There, of course, he would be mechayev. Masiv Rav Amnuna asks Rav Amnuna from the following: Lo achalti hayom. Lo hinachti tefillin hayom. Somebody says, oh, I didn't have anything to eat, or I haven't put on tefillin today. And the guy says to him, Mashbiacha ani. I want that to be a shvua. And he says, okay, amen. I make it as a shvua. In that case, he is chayev on the shvua. Now, if you tell me the one about lo achalti, yeah, okay, that's fine. Lo achalti in the past can be translated into time symmetry. I will achal in the future. I will not ochal. And if it's lo ochal, it turns into lo ochal. I will not eat. But how can you say that lo hinachti tefillin can be translated into the future? You cannot make a shvua that lo aniach tefillin, mi ite belo aniach, which shows that Shmuel is mistaken. And that, in fact, there is a demand, there is no demand for time symmetry. Obviously, we could say that this was going aliv the Rabbi Yehuda ben Mater, if we really needed to. That's for sure, as Tosis points out. But we're trying to make this work out according to all. Hu motiv lavu mefarikla answers Rav Amnuna himself on Shmuel. This is not really an issue. Why? Because all along you've been assuming that wherever there's a din of Shvuat Bitui, in the parsha of Shvuat Bitui in Vayikra, which is the parsha of Korban Olah V'Yoreh, there you have a chiyuv. If it's not included in the parsha of Shvuat Bitui and Olah V'Yoreh, so then it's not included in the parsha of Shvuah. Think about that, gentlemen, because you know perfectly well that that's not true. We already saw that before. The parsha of Shvuat Sheker may include Shvuat Bitui, but it certainly includes things that are not in Shvuat Bitui. So the guy is lying if he said, I didn't put on tefillin. He's lying. Okay? So he lied. No. What's the din of someone who lies? He was over on the Yisr of Lo Yishavu B'Shmila Shaker. Okay, Yischai Malkus. How about if he did it B'Shogeg? Is he chayav a carbon olav a yored? No. Not according to Shmuel, who requires symmetry for carbon olav a yored. Where does it say here that we're talking about a carbon? Maybe it's talking about malchus, in which case it's referring to the chiyuv of shvat sheker, not to the special parsha of shvat bitui. That's all. Very simple. And therefore, we need to read this as referring to two separate situations, which means litzdadim ketani. It doesn't necessarily have to be completely parallel. Where a guy says lo achalti, over there he would be chayiv even a carbon, because that maintains symmetry. But where it says lo hinachti, where you don't have symmetry, but you certainly still have malchus, because you still have the din of shvat sheker, and therefore it's not really a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel was only saying that you need symmetry for the din of carbon olav yored. Mativ Rava, ezohi shvat. By the way, the one thing that has become beautifully clear from the sugya, which really was not clear up until now, is how is it really that Rabbi Akiva can argue on Rabbi Shmuel and claim that l'chol asher yevateh should be an extension of a shvuah into the past, when that extension makes no sense in the definition of the shvuah, you see? It's a completely different entity. When you're committing yourself to do something, you're not talking about truth and not truth. You're talking about a completely different level of sheker, non-sheker. That's the question. Is this nogea sheker b'klal? Or it's nogea only the issue of lo yachel devaro? What does it have to do with sheker? Sheker is only something that already happened. The fact that the entire discussion here is presented in the Gemara in terms of symmetry is the first hint to the real insight into what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Because Rabbi Akiva is simply saying, look, the result, namely, that there now exists a shvuah, which is a commitment to truth or non-truth, is not a direct result of holding a mirror up to the future. It's an indirect result. And therefore, what can I do? It's like one of those strange things that comes out of an algorithm that you never would have expected. But that's what the formula says, so what can I do? If it turns out, after I cancel everything out in my equation, I end up with E equals MC squared. I mean, that's insane, but that's what it says. So I'm forced to conclude that that's the truth. The same thing is true over here, you see. You have an equation over here. The equation, the parsha is saying that essentially it's time independent, the shvuah. Future, past, that's all the same. It happens to be that I have a problem in dealing with the past. My problem is I'm unable to affect the past. But that's a logistical problem in a sense. Once you're telling me that the shvuah is not time defined, so Mamela, it turns out there must be a concept of a shvuah that has to deal with a past that already happened. That's a local effect of living in time that the past already happened. All that the Torah is telling you is that it really doesn't matter in terms of your dibur, whether it happened, it didn't happen, because once we're talking about sheker, sheker is truth across time. It's irrelevant for past or future. If in the end you don't do your commitment, that's also a sheker, as we saw before. So Mamela, the shaila of how do you extend the shvuah to meaning something completely different is just an accident. It's an accidental result of the understanding of the nature of sheker, you see. Otherwise, it's crazy. So the Gemara must introduce this sugya through a discussion of symmetries, because it's the makar of the whole sugya when you get down to it. Okay, it's a bit subtle, but it's very beautiful. Nobody smiles. But it's all right. It's okay. All right, so that we've answered that. Masiv Rabba, I got another problem for you. And that is the definition of shvuat shav, right? So ezoi shvuat shav. Shvuat shav is nishba l'shanot et hayadua la'adam. Something that is obviously defined in reality and has nothing to do with whether we have access to that information. Let's say you take an amud shel even and you say it shel zahav. Now, Ula says, now wait a minute. I mean, how about if nobody knows that that's an amud shel even? So why would that be shav? Because when you say that there's a difference between information that exists in the world and information that doesn't exist, but needs to be explored. What defines that difference? I say it's only if there are three people who know that information. Then the information is there. That's the same din for Lashon Hara. I'm not spreading information once three people know. The information is there. Okay? So if it's Nikar L'Shlosha Bnei Adam, fine. But what is Ula saying? That if it's not Nikar L'Shlosha Bnei Adam, so then what would be the din? It would not be a Shvuat Shav. What would it be? It would be a Shvuat Bitui. Now, wait a minute. You cannot make that shvuah to be in the future, and therefore it's not time symmetrical. How, unless your name is Rumpelstiltskin, you're not going to be able to say that this Amud Shel Evan will be Zahav. So that seems to show that you do not need to maintain time symmetry, which is a kasha on Shmuel. Humotiv lo v'mefarek la. He asks the question, he answers the question now for the first time. The Gemara uses those fatal words. We've been waiting for them. To define the difference between Shvuat Bitui and Shvuat Sheker and Shvuat Shav. Until now, we needed to figure this out on our own. But actually, don't say Hu Over Mishum Shvuat Bitui. Say he's not Over Mishum Shvuat Shav lo. But it's Nikar, he's Over Mishum Shvuat Sheker. And the difference is immense. Because if he's over on Shvuat Bitui, so that if it's B'shogeg, he's Chayav a Korban. If it's B'mezid, then it's possible to talk about Shvuat Sheker, and you're Chayav on Malkus. But you'll never be Chayav a Korban Olav Yorei on Shvuat Sheker, despite the fact that Shvuat Bitui is one of the subsets of Shvuat Sheker, you see? And that's what's happening over here. There's another difference, of course. The other difference is, which Hatra'ah do you give him? If you give him a Hatra'ah of Shvuat Bitui, where three people don't know it, then you'd be able to give him Malkus. But if you give him, in other words, you tell him Shvuat Sheker, rather. So Lo Shishavu B'Shvila Shaker, then he'll be Chayav. But if you tell him, don't say those words because it says Lo Tisar Shev Hashem Alekecha L'Shav, according to Ula, if three people don't know it, it's not L'Shav. You gave him the wrong Hatra'ah, and therefore you won't be able to give him Malkus. Okay? Beautiful. So we're zeroing in on the different categories of Bitui, Shav, and Sheker. Omar Abaye, and this is a beautiful, beautiful extension of the discussion that we've had up until now. Because, remember, that now we've said the din of Shvuat Bitui is a very carefully defined subsection of Shvuat Sheker. The problem is that if you look into the parsha of Korban Olev Yored, you find that the Torah has two types of Shvuas in Korban Olev Yored. One is Shama Kol Allah, which is that a guy wanted him to say Edut in court. And the guy swears, I don't know any Edut for you. The din over there is Korban Olav Yored. Now, the first thing that strikes you is, now wait a minute, that's a type of Shvuat Bitui. If you lie, you say, I don't know Edut for you. And that is a discussion of a Shvuah of veracity. I do not do, I did not see, I do not know, right? So then, what do I need a separate parsha of the Torah? The new parsha is only adding what? Korban Olav Yored? I know Korban Olav Yored. So what's the meaning of that whole parsha? That's the first thing that strikes you as being remarkable. So for some reason, the Torah has removed one particular subset of Shvuat Sheker from the discussions of the other, which is Shvuat Bitui. That is weird. The implications of it, point out Abaye, is this, that even though Rav says you do not require the time symmetry in order to make the Shvuah in the past, remember that we said before that Rav requires charge symmetry. So you have to be able to say positive or negative. Supposing a guy comes over to someone and he says, I swear to you that I witnessed the accident and I have testimony. And he didn't. Veshtakach delo yada. Okay, what about then? Rav is moda that you're potter. What? Why? Couldn't you say, I swear to you that I don't know anything about the accident? Yes, you could. But if you would have said those words, you would have popped out of the parsha of Shvuat Bitui. And you would have entered into the parsha of Shvuah on Edut, right? Shama Kol Allah. And therefore, it's no longer part of the symmetry of Shvuat Bitui. It entered into a completely different subset. Since Rav agrees that we need to maintain symmetry of charge, so over here, there's no way to maintain that symmetry. Now, this is brilliant, huh? Come on, give me at least a smile. Damn it. Oh. Okay, so over here, you're potter. Why? There's no way for you to say, I don't know Edut, and be chayev on a Shvuat Bitui. You would only be chayev on Shvuat Edut. Now, how about if you talk about, I did know Edut for you. Yadati Edut. Or, lo yadati Edut. How about there? Now, what's the case if I did know Edut or I did not know Edut? There's two possibilities. One is that the Edut is no longer relevant. So that the guy, when he meets me, says, oh, what a shame. You should have called on me because I was there and I saw the accident. But okay, it's good you were able to get through the case on your own. Or, well, it wouldn't have made a difference even if you did have my cell phone number because I didn't know anything about it. So there you're talking about the past. That past is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Because even though there's no way now to maintain time symmetry, because you cannot say the words, I don't know Edut, because then you're not part of Shvat Bitui, but it is part of positive-negative symmetry. And that's the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. Whether you need four-way symmetry or two-way symmetry. So in this case, it would be dependent on that machlokas. Now, how about if a guy said, the other way, of course, is that I did know testimony, but I've forgotten. I remember I was there, and I cannot reconstruct the events. Now, we'll see that that is a possibility we may have to take into consideration in the upcoming cases. If a guy says, ha'idoti, or lo ha'idoti, I did testify for you, or I did not testify for you. So in that case, it would also be dependent in the machloket, correct? Because I cannot say that I will not testify for you if I have a chiyuv to testify for you, because you're going to be mavatel et ha'mitzvah. She learns that the issue over here is, I will not be me'id. I will not be me'id. That's already takes you into the other parsha. So according to Shmuel, who says that something which doesn't maintain time symmetry, and is let b'la'ba, you cannot be mechayven l'sha'avar, everything now begins to make sense. Wow. Why did the Torah find it necessary to talk about Shvu'ata Edut? Oh, of course. Because if it hadn't said it, there's no way for me to have known anything about Shvuat Bitui. Because how would it be a Shvuat Bitui? What are you going to say? It's going to be up to you. I will know testimony. I won't know testimony. Remember, Shvuat Edut is I don't know testimony. And you did know testimony. Can you swear I will not know testimony? So then, according to Shmuel, of course the Torah had to introduce a new parsha to tell me that you're chayav a korban or levi or eid, even where you swear to a guy that I don't know testimony. Even though you can't say I won't know testimony. It's not time symmetrical. Big deal. I'm telling you a new chayav. A new chayav called a korban or levi or eid on this particular case, which would not have been included in the norms of Shvuat Bitui. But according to Rav, who says you don't need to maintain time symmetry, what do I need the whole parsha for? See the beautiful way we introduced it. We're going to just go ahead and ask the question up front. We work our way to the question by getting through the symmetry issues and then saying, see, it's a consequence of Shmuel that all of a sudden everything makes sense. But according to Rav, what would be the point? The Rav. Lamai Elchata, what was the point of Afkarachmana for the Torah to even say that if somebody denies knowing testimony, he's chayav a korban al vayor? Well, obviously he is. Just like he would be on any Shvuat Bitui. This doesn't add a darn thing to me. Now, in the Beit HaMidrash, when they raised this question, the Rabbanan thought that, you know what, maybe Enochinami, and they tried telling this to Abaya, who was also then the Rosh Shiva. So they said it in front of Abaya, that, you know what, according to Rav, it must be that the Torah repeats the parsha of Shvat Edut, even though it's anyway a subset of Shvat Bitui, to be mechayev you two separate korbanot. So you'd be chayev both for Shvat Bitui and for Shvat Edut. To which he responded, no way. Tarti lo matzitu amritu, there is no way to be mechayev a person two separate korbanot for one shvuah. You know how I know that? It's a beferish of pasuk. It's as over there. The asham la'achat mi'ele. So that after introducing the list here of la'ra, le'tiv, o nefesh kishishava, it goes on to ve'ashem la'achat mi'ele. And you did something wrong. So you were one of these things you were over. That means the Torah is saying there's no way to be over on two of these things. You're claiming that you could be over on two of these things. Why say Vashem? Only Vashem. So that gentleman is not the answer. He told this Talmidim. Okay, so then says the Gemara, so Lachat Mi'ela Ata Mechaivo Iata Mechaivo L'Shtayim. Okay, so what's the answer according to Abaya? So according to Abaya, in Rav, what would be the answer for Lomai Hilchot Afkir Rachmana? I'll tell you very simply, says Abaya. The answer is right in front of your nose. You'll notice that, fascinatingly enough, the two cases that we discussed in our opening Mishnah, we pointed this out when we went through the psukim initially, both by the case of Yediot HaTumah and the case of Shvat Bitui, it says v'ne'alam. The one place where it does not say B'nai Olam is by Shvuat HaEdut. Why do you think that's true? I'll tell you why. Because B'kula Ne'emar B'nai Olam, but in the case of Shvuat HaEdut, it doesn't say B'nai Olam. Why? Because you're chayav a korban olav yored on Shvuat HaEdut, even B'mezid. Now, obviously, that's not a subset of Shvuat Bitui, because Shvuat Bitui, you're only chayav in a case of B'nai Olam. And therefore, the Torah needed to put it as a separate parsha, because here is a rare occasion where the Torah is being mechayev your korban chatat on a mezid. Kano nemar v'nei alam, lechayev al ha-mezid kishogeg. Omele rabban labaya, wait. Maybe now the way to understand it is that only b'mezid do you pop into the parsha of Shvuat Ha'edut. But b'shogeg, you're left still in the parsha Shvuat Bitui. And then you'll be chayev two. One for the ne'alam of Shvuat Bitui, and the other for the broader case of Shvuat HaEdut. So Ibe B'mezid, you're only chayev choda, because you don't include him in the ne'alam of Shvuat Bitui. But B'shogeg, you should be chayev two. One for Shvuat HaEdut, and one for Shvuat Bitui. Omar Luz, Abai said, didn't I just finish explaining to you? Lav Einu Di'amri, I said to you that the Torah insists, Hayak Hashem V'yahu yada ve'ashem le'achat mi'el, le'achat ata mechayvo, v'i'ata mechayvo shtayim. So obviously the Torah is coming now to exclude the chiyuv of two in the case of shogeg. Because if you're talking about mezid, there are no two. You mezid mi'katarte, there's only shvuat ha'edut, because shvuat ha'bitu doesn't exist for mezid. So you're left with the shvua that could be now the shogeg, which is bitui. And you're also chayev for Shvuat HaEdut, which is also shogeg. It's not only mezid. So maybe there would be two. That's exactly what the pasuk was coming to tell me. Don't think that there would be two. That's the whole point. Rava Amar, there's a simple reason why you don't have two korbanos to be mechayev on shogeg. It's because you don't have two parshios that can be applicable at the same time. Once something is in the world of the Shvuat HaEdut, it's no longer in the world of Shvuat Bitui for a very simple reason. It's a davar shebichlal, v'yatzele don de davar hachadash. All Shvuat Bitui included originally the idea of swearing that you don't know testimony, right? Now, once the Torah takes it out of the din, or Shvuat Bitui, and tells me the specific halachas, and in a gea, it has to be kosher le'edut, and it has to be dafkin beit din, and so on. So those things, en lecha be'ala chidusho bilvad, that's all that you know about it. As far as why it is the Torah says that you're not chayev too, that's not for this. We only need, actually, the din of la'achat mi'ele in shvuat bitui alone. Such as the case where a guy makes a shvua. I will not eat patritim, patzorin, patkusmim, we say, right? So over there, you're only chayev one. But when it comes to shvuat ha'edut, and also a shvuat bitui, I don't even need a mi'et in the pasuk to tell me that it's not included, because the Torah is telling me it's not included. How? Let's say I am not a kosher witness. Okay? We darshan from the pasuk of Shvuat HaEdut that only a kosher witness is chayav on that korb. If it's included in Shvuat Bitui, what's the difference if it's a kosher witness? A guy says to you, I want you to come forth and be made. Now, the fact is it wouldn't make the slightest bit of difference, because if I come forth into court, they're going to find out I'm not a kosher witness. But instead of saying, look, buddy, I can't come, I'm not a kosher witness, I'm a relative, or I'm a ganav, or whatever the case may be. So if the guy says, instead, I don't know anything about the case, and he did know something about the case, surprisingly, once the terrorist said the parsha Shvuat HaEdut, I'm potter. So if I'm potter for Shvuat HaEdut, it's a davar shiatzali don bedavar achadash. The klal is that when the Torah has something to v'halei b'chlal, and now went out lidon b'davar hachadash, one of the midot shatorah didreshet b'hem is that ein lecha bo ela chidusho bilvad. You cannot apply it to more than its chidush. Therefore, it's not coming to add a new chiyuv. It's coming now to remove this halacha from the general din of Shvuat Bitui. This has nothing to do with v'ayak yashem la'achat mi'ela at all. Wait, so you're saying that according to Abaye, who says that the problem is la'achat mi'ela, and not because yatzali don b'davar hachadash. So according to Abaye, the shvua does exist, right? It's just that we can't be b'chayev him. That's what you're saying. How does the shvua exist? The Omer Abaye, didn't Abaye say that? Motor Rab. The Omer l'chaveiro. Shavua sha'ani yodea l'cha'idut. A guy makes a shvua. You just said this. A guy makes a shvua that I do know Edut. And it turns out that he doesn't know Edut. That he's potter on shvuat bitui because it has entered into now the other set of shvuat Edut. And there's no way for you to say, I don't know Edut. And to be chayef for shvuat bitui. Wait a second. But I thought Rabbi just got finished saying that you would be chayef for shvuat bitui. And all he tells the Rabbanan are, don't bother me, give me a drink cup about maybe he's chayef too. He's not chayef too because the Torah says you can only be mechayef him as one. Abaya was the one who said before you can't be chayef too. Abaya was the one who said, if you're going to pop out of the parsha of Shvat Bitui, and you're going to enter into the parsha of Shvat Eidut, you're no longer going to be chayef for Shvat Bitui. So how does Abaya now say you need the pasuk of Liachat Mi'ela? He's contradicting himself. He says, Gemara, you're darn right. He is contradicting himself. He must have changed his mind. I mean, this is such a blatant contradiction. Where a moment ago, Abai was the one who said that. Beautiful. We were saying, wow, what an ingenious chap. That if you're telling me you require a symmetry of lave, which even Rav requires, that then there'd be no way to make a shvuat bitui, which would be negative, because you can't make a positive, because you can't make a shvuat bitui about edut, which is negative. And here Abai is saying, no, yes, you can. Except that you're not chayef two, you're only chayef one. So then obviously he agrees that the shvuah exists. He's just saying, well, what can you do? You can't be b'chayef about it, because the Torah says you cannot be b'chayef a man twice. It's clear he must have changed his mind, because otherwise there's no possible way to answer this contradiction. Or, I mean, it's so blatant a contradiction that it may well be that he never said it. And that, in fact, actually, what happened is that after Abaya and Rava died, Rav Papa became the Rosh Hashiva. There were times when Rav Papa made a statement where the Talmidim would say, oh, the Rosh Hashiva said, and in those early years, they thought the Rosh Hashiva said meant Abaya. So then they were quoting it later in later years as Abaya's statement. But it can't be Abaya's statement, unless Abaya changes his mind. So it could be he did, but it could also be that this is one of those rulings that he never said, and that it's quoted from him nonetheless, because it was said by Rav Papa. So Memela, there's no attempt over here to be able to get out of the contradiction. That's clear. Either you hold Shvuat Edut exists in a completely different reality, and once the Torah took out that parsha, there's no way to ever be chayav Shvuat Bitui on something that's part of Shvuat Edut, or you hold it's additional. If it's additional, you would need a miut in order to be mamayit. Okay, why don't I actually bring two karbanas? You don't bring two karbanas because the Torah says le'achat mi'ela. But the shvuah kwa shvuah certainly exists. Echad dvarim shel atzmo ve'echad dvarim shel acherim. Echad dvarim sheyesh be'mamash ve'echad dvarim she'ein be'mamash. Ketzer. Amar shvua she'etein le'ish ploni v'shelo etein. She'natati v'shelo natati. She'ishan v'shelo ishan. She'yashanti v'shelo yashanti. She'ezrok tzor liyam v'shelo ezrok. She'zorakti v'shelo zorakti. Yishmael omer, eno chayev ela al ha'atid lavo. She'nemer lahara o lehitiv. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im kein eli elu dvarim she'ish ben hara avatava. How do you know dvarim she'ish ben hara avatava minayin? Amar lo, that I know mi ribuya katuv. Omar lo, well, im ribaya katuv lakach, then ribaya katuv lakach. How do you just get one of them? Ton rabbanu, chomer b'nedarim mi bishvuot, and chomer bishvuot mi b'nedarim. Chomer b'nedarim, shanedarim chalim al dvar mitzvah, kidvar harashut, ma she'in kein bishvuot. Chomer bishvuot, shashvot chalot ha'davar she'in bo mamash, kidvar she'yesh bo mamash, ma she'in kein b'nedarim. Ketzer, all my shvuah etein laplanim shelo etein my etein. Ilay mitzdaka lani mushba v'omed mi'ar sinayu shlema laton ditenu. Ela matana la'ashir she'ishan v'shelo ishan. Eni v'omar Rabbi Yochanan omer shvuah shelo ishan shlosha yamim. Malkir oto v'ishan la'alter. Hatam diyomar shlosha, achen lo omar shlosha. She'ezrok tzor l'yam v'shelo ezrok. Gitma. Shvuah she'zarak ploni tzor l'yam. V'shalo zarak. Rav amar chayav. Shmuel amar patur. Rav amar chayav. Ite bela vehin. Shmuel amar patur. Lete bela ba. Suleyma bepluta de Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva kamif. Neditran. Rabbi Shmuel amar eno chayav ela al ha'atid lavo. Shinemar lahara leitiv. Amala Rabbi Akiva imkei li eli ela dvarim. Sheyesh behem hara'a v'hatava. דברים שהם במראה, ואתה בא מניין, אמר לו מריבוי הכתוב, אמר לו, אם ריבה הכתוב לכך, ריבה הכתוב לכך, זה פרנלי רב דיומק רבי עקיבא, אין שמול דיומק רבי ישרון, לא, אבל רבי ישרון כולי אמר לו, פליגי, because obviously, if מילתא דאיתא בלאבא לא בחייב על הרבי ישרון לשעבר, obviously, אם מילתא דלתא בלאבא בבוי, כי פליגי עליו לרבי עקיבא, רב רבי עקיבא, ושמואל אומר, עד כאן לא מחייב רבי עקיבא האטם לשעבר, אלא מילתא דאיתא לבא הבא. So over there, מחייב רבי עקיבא לשעבר. אבל מי דלתא בלאבא? לא. למה בפלוגתא דרבי עקיבא בתירא ורבא רק עמיך, ידצנא. נשבע לבטל את המצווה, ולא ביטל. פטור. לקיים את המצווה ולא קיים, פטור. שהיה בדין שיהיה חייב, כדיבר רבי עקיבא בתירא, דיבר רבי עקיבא בתירא, ומה עם הרשות שאינו מושבע עליה מהר סיני? הרי הוא חייב עליה מצווה שמושבע עליה מהר סיני. אין עוד דין שיהיה חייב עליה. אמרו לו, לא אם אמרת בשבועת הרשות, שכן עשה בעליו כהן, תאמר בשבועת מצווה, שכן לא עשה בעליו כהן. So name a רב יומק רבי יונה ומתר שמואל יומק רבנן? No. עליו דרבי יונה ומתר כל ים לא פליגי. Because Ashta Lava ain't no boy, obviously doesn't require Lava la Shavar. Boy, keep Liga Libra Rabbonin. Shmuel is saying, oh, look, I'm following Rabbonin. They insist on symmetry. Varav, Kilo Machaiva Rabbonin only on Lava ain't. That's because it's Beferish, the Pasuk, Lara Leitiv. That's Behed. Avala above la Shavar, which I know me Rebuya the Grat, of course it would be Machaiva. מותיב רבם נונן, לא אכלתי היום, לא הנחתי תפילין היום, משביעך אני ואמר אמן, חייב. זה מי שאומר לא אכלתי. There you could say that it's ite in the future, בלא אוכל. But how can you say, לא אניח תפילין? לא הנחתי ואיתי בלא אניח. ומותיב לא ממפרק, לא, maybe it's לצדדים קטני. לא אכלתי ויזווי קורבן, לא הנחתי, only ויזווי מלכות במזין. מוטיב רב, איזו ישבועת שב, נשבע לשנות הידוע לאדם. So he says, אמר על עמוד של אבן, של זהב, and Ula explains, והוא שניכר לשלושה בני אדנה, תאימה דניכר, הלא ניכר עובר משום שבועת ביטוי, ועמי, הוינו ביהי של זהב, ומוטיב לב ומפרק, ניכר עובר משום שבועת שב, לא ניכר משום שבועת שקר, ונת משום שבועת ביטוי. אומר אביי ומודה רב ואומר לחבר או שבוע שאני יודע לך עדות ושתקח דלא ידע לי דפוטר הובלתי בכלל שאיני יודע לך עדות ידעתי ולא ידעתי דעצה מחלוקת העדותי ולא העדותי דעצה מחלוקת נא ושתם לשבוע דאמר מילתא דלתא בלאבא לא מחייב על זה שעבר it's now very clear why אף כרחמן לשבועת עדות בכלל שבועת ביטוי But according to Rav, who cares? Anyway, you're chayav for Shvat Bitui. L'may yochad avka rachmanim. So Amran Rabbanu Kameda Abaye, their suggestion is that the reason, and it mentions it twice, is l'achui ve'alei tarte. Amar lo na. Tarte lo matzit amrit. D'tanya le'achat mi'ele. You're never going to be chayav tarte. L'achat atam mechayav oya, atam mechayav for shtayim. So then according to Abaye, why indeed alibed Rav למה יוחד אף כרחמנה? בקידת תניה. בכולם נאמר ונעלם, וכאן לא נאמר ונעלם. Why? לחייב על המזיד כשוגי. אומר לי רבנו לבאי, so then, maybe במזיד you're חייב one, and בשוגי you're חייב two. אמר לו, didn't I tell you, לאחת. אחת אתם מחייב, ואתם מחייב על שתי, and if you're talking about now, ואי במזיד now, מי איקה תרתי? הרבה אמר, משום דוד עובר שבכלל, ויוצא גם בדובר החדש. אין לך בו אלא חידושו בלבד. So what, according to Abaye, איתה זה שבוע בעולם? I thought Abaye was the one who just got finished saying, במודה רב, גומר לחבר שבוע שאני יודע לך, עדוד. וישתק את גולו ידע לי, that he's potter, because there's no way for you to say in the context of שבועת ביטוי, that any יודע לך, עדוד. Well, he obviously changed his mind. עוד הבא אמר, מי אור, Maybe one of these statements was actually said by Rav Papa and not by Abaye.